In Kosovo's second city, Prizren, class is being held for children and teenagers from Kosovo's minority groups, the Ashkali, Balkan Egyptians, and Roma. These classes were set up 2 years ago by a German monk called Moritz Kuhlmann, who teaches at the local Loyola High School. Every day, Moritz travels to two rooms in a tiny village called Transit, on the outskirts of Prizren. He goes there with some volunteers to help these young people with basic education.
Simply teaching the alphabet, reading and writing. And through that, we managed that the kids now all entered school. And the elder ones, that are of course way too old to enter school again, they are with us taking responsibility for their own community. And they get accelerated lessons so they can finish ninth grade, which will enable them to enter a higher education school.
These minorities are poor and are neglected by the Albanian majority state. They also suffer prejudice, which Moritz says goes back to the wars of the 90s.
The basic prejudice against Roma is connected to war. The prejudice is that they were fighting alongside the Serbs against the Albanians. So after Kosovo War, there was a huge almost genocide within Kosovo on Gypsy people, and they had to flee Kosovo, went to Montenegro, Macedonia.
Many of the Roma who stayed in Kosovo during the war now describe themselves as part of another minority, but one they're very close to, the Ashkali.
They define themselves as Ashkali and deny being Roma, just to overcome the prejudices, but of course they are. But my hope is that slowly reconciliation can happen. But it's a process that has to happen on so many levels.
Moritz and his team of helpers are teaching these minorities every day in the hope that education will help them integrate. For Bartil Medkamberi, an Albanian volunteer, this is also the best way to heal the wounds of the past.
For me, it's very much important because they need us. Even we need them, because if we will not work from now, then the society will become not so good in the future. So that's why it doesn't matter from which part of community we come, we must work with them. And with anybody who needs, it's very essential working with them, because they are part of Kosovo. They are, I mean, our citizens, and we have to live together. We have to accept them in their own culture as they live and so on. But we must invest much more in education, because education is one part that was leaving aside from institution and from also society.
Naim Rashiti has followed the situation in Kosovo for many years as a political analyst. He works for the think tank The Balkans Policy Research Group and says the government has failed to help these three minority communities.
I don't think there's a policy of discrimination. It is a negligence. They don't care, they don't cry, they don't complain, they're not Serbs. But also, for the last 18 years, the only one thing that the international community pressed on Albanians and institutions were Serbs. And it is a very resolvable issue. The fact that Roma's pupils do not go to school to attention of nobody. It reflects the weaknesses of the state and the institutions. Non-Serb minorities have paid the price of absolute focus on Serb minorities. And they have paid a very big price on employment, education, and inclusion.
Father Axel is the headmaster of Loyola High School, where Moritz works. He believes that even if it takes time, good relations among all communities are possible in Kosovo.
If we take a look in the German-French history with the Deutsch-Französisches Jugendwerk, it was just the same, bringing together students, young people, overcoming old prejudices, histories, and building a kind of new relationship. And from this success story, I think the steps we are doing here might lead to similar success here in this little field with Ashkali families in Prizren.
Some people in Prizren believe better relations and integration are just a question of time for the Ashkali, Roma, and Balkan Egyptians. Others, like Naim Rashidi, say the situation won't change unless the government does more. But Moritz and his team are optimistic. They hope that if everyone is able to work together in a small village near Prizren, there's no reason good relations can't be established everywhere else in Kosovo. Claire Broadhurst, RFI, Prizren.
Come on. Einladung.